Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth, the cries that we hear, and the meditations of all of our hearts, O God, be acceptable to you, our strength and our life giver. Amen. So, congratulations, my friends. You made it through another turkey day. For some of you, it was probably a delightful time, while others might have had times that felt like they were at the end of their rope. Maybe your patience wore thin. Hunger set in while waiting for the turkey to be done. Maybe you did more dishes than your fair share. Or maybe you had to watch the dog show instead of football. I know, right? Heaven forbid. However, I'm guessing you have at some point in your life reached that end of your rope, that point where you are just so aggravated or annoyed or hopeless or whatever it might be. Am I right? Have you ever reached that point, the end of your rope? Now, I imagine the people out in Buffalo, New York, felt that way last week when they had the feet upon feet upon feet upon feet of snow falling down on them before Thanksgiving, no less. One of my friends, Dennis, he's from, Dennis, I caught you on camera there. He's from upstate New York, you see, and his family owned a farm. I was thinking about him and all the snow they must have been getting. And it reminded me of a metaphor Parker Palmer used in his book, A Hidden Wholeness, The Journey Towards an Undivided Life. Now, if you read the Friday weekly email, you've already heard this metaphor. But in this metaphor, he shares about the farmer's lot. And he describes the bleak winters across the Great Plains, where blizzards would appear out of nowhere, blinding the way. You couldn't see a foot in front of your nose. Farmers, you see, would take a rope and tie it from their house out to the barn. This way, when they were getting hammered by blizzard, by storm after storm, they could tie that rope to their house and walk along the rope, holding on, knowing the way to the barn. And here's an image to give you a visual. The farmers knew the stories of others who had lived through these great plains. They knew about wandering back from the barn without a rope, wandering in the storm and losing their way, only to be tossed and turned and not making it back safely. These farmers, their aimless search left many frozen to death and lost in their very own backyards. The rope tied from the farmhouse to the barn became a lifeline. Farmers would hold tight to it, holding that strength of the rope, walking blindly through the snow and wind and sleet and rain to return home safely to their refuge. Now, we too, at times, don't know where we're going. Or maybe we feel we've lost our way, unsure of what is ahead. There's also times when we can't see very well. We can only focus maybe and see what is bad in our life. We allow darkness to cover up all the lights. And there's even times when we don't feel God's presence. Now, the great prophet Isaiah, he felt this way. He witnessed all the chaos and destruction in his homeland. And then the chapter before our reading this morning, Isaiah even yells out, "I will wait for the Lord who has hidden their face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in God." Isaiah knew that desolate time where there was no hope, but he kept his hope in God. He was sitting there in what he perceived to be divine silence. Our perception of the divine, silence, is a dark place to live in and to be in when we think God isn't listening to us or isn't responding or has nothing to say. We need to hear hope so that we can just cling to it and have the assurance of things not seen. The farmer's rope in Parker Palmer's metaphor is a perfect illustration of our biblical hope. You see, the Hebrew word for hope is tikvah, which is actually defined as cord. It comes from the Hebrew root word hava, meaning to bind together. So hope in the Hebrew scriptures is actually a powerful metaphor, a powerful visual of a rope which binds us together and connects us to God. Something tangible we can reach out to, we can grasp to, we can cling to. Because there's always been hard times, and God has always been there. God is always in the throes of our life. God is also there throwing out ropes to us, lifelines for us to grab onto. For Isaiah, it was when he prophesied about the Messiah. We hear these words every Advent, but hear them again. A child is born to us, a son given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Friends, it's easy to feel bogged down in sorrow or despair, worried about the future and what's happening all around us. We've seen it in the last few weeks with the mass shootings, one which was in my right next door to my hometown in the Walmart. That gun shooting was a Walmart that I would frequent as a child because my town was too small to have a Walmart. The shooting at Club Q, which affects my community, the LGBTQ community. Hopelessness and despair is all around us. It's easy to lose hope. And yet we hear in the Gospel of John, the light shined in the darkness and the darkness did not overcome it. There's hope. When we lose hope, when our hope collapses, it is the hope which is beyond earthly hope which will save us. My question for you today, my friends, is what do you hope for? And I don't mean your Christmas list, like my niece wrote out over Thanksgiving. No, what do you really hope for? What do you long for? Because whatever we hope for, it shapes what we live for. Friends, you may not be clear on what you hope for yet or what you want to bring into being, but trust and know that once you figure it out, you can create your own reality with God throwing hope lines, hope ropes down to you. Along the way, though, there will be resistance. Don't let that block your way. May you see that resistance which lies in the way of your hope, on the way of reaching what God is calling you to do, so that you can move that resistance to the side, so you can cling to that hope rope even harder and move forward. Because once you see the resistance, once you see that storm that is snow-covered, clouding your path forward, you can trust and rely on the rope of hope from God. Advent is our great time of anticipation, a time when we see and cling to the sure and certain hope of Emmanuel coming, God with us. So let us take hope once again towards that journey to the manger. God has sent us a rope in the form of Jesus, and God is sending other ropes to you all along your way. The question is, will you grab onto those hope ropes and move towards God? Thanks be to God. Amen.